Blog Talk Radio.
But you know we men are bad with dates. Other men could validate. Whoever knew flowers could flourish, seated in the phallus place. Every day you ask if I'm hungry and what I ate. Then you make me up a plate that's so big that my belly aches. And I know that in the past I made a lot of mistakes. So many mistakes. And I know that hurt you to the bottom. I was too busy trying to be Eminem and Jay-Z. Wasn't ready to be A-Man, so I made you smite the baby. And I'm sorry for that. That was a very, very sorrowful act. Y'all forgive me for that. I lost my job, you worked and carried the house. For how ignorant I is, you could have put it me out. But that time allotted me to get closer to the scripture. Now that man I used to be is no more than a faded picture. Your earthly father disowned you, thank goodness he don't own you. If he don't turn from his hatred, I'll bring judgment on his head. Call me and my son, that word to start with an N. Now I don't think that me and him could ever, ever be friends. Can't believe you leaving your cover like comfort in. We were to weather the storm, now you just gone with the wind. I'm crying for you, but no tears is on my chin. Maybe I can stop this morning as soon as the morning. Maybe in the evening, since you've been morning and noon, maybe you could catch the sun for returning to the moon. Y'all is the light, his patience won't last forever. Maybe step into the light one more time, I can see you better. You're changing the nigga's time. I pray y'all is on your schedule and you just running behind. I don't know what you're planning, time is ticking nonetheless. And it's headed to the west, maybe catch it before it's set. And I stand with a broken smile. Now that Abraham is born, we stand with an open child. You came under attack, I'll never see you as a villain. Since I know my son is mixed, I pray that he don't have mixed feelings. Maybe now you'll make him a pumpkin for Halloween. Maybe now you'll sit him on the lap of Santa Claus for Christmas. This walk is as hard as it seems, but since your heart was hard and lately mine's been at a distance, and I don't wanna fall into the same pitfall. And it's hard to rule the flesh when there's feelings involved. I still need to write a letter so our marriage is dissolved. But my hand moves slow, my hand moves slow. What man will you find? What woman will be mine? Or will she leave me behind once I try to free her mind? What life will you encounter? Will there be drugs on that counter? Since I'm not there to remind you, pray to God them pills don't find you. We only live once, you used to say that all the time. But we really live twice, living once is for the blind. I always used to tell you we live in a crucial time. But you felt that was depressing and shut it out of your mind. Sometimes I guess we all go through our trials. I ain't throwing stones at you, I just want you to smile. Don't make me bulletproof, my mind was also in a noose. Rest assured I got it loose, but it took me a while. It took me a while, yeah, it took me a while. If you on his friends list, yeah, I give you a dial. So, if you can hear me now like Verizon, let's hurry, we can both meet the horizon. Let's go before the evening. Since you miss morning and noon, maybe you could catch the sun before returning to the moon. Yeah, is the light, his patience won't last forever. Maybe step into the light one more time, I can see you better. You're changing the nick of time. I pray y'all is on your schedule and you just running behind. I don't know what you're planning, time is ticking nonetheless. And it's headed to the west, maybe catch it before it sets.
If you don't find y'all before the sun sets on your skin, then it's too late. See, we've been playing all morning, we've been playing all noon, but the evening's on the way. So we gotta catch this and get this thing right before the evening. This song goes out to everybody, not just to lost love, but to everybody. So you ask yourself, how often do I open the scriptures? Do I open the scriptures every day and at least read a verse? Do I at least read one chapter? Do I get my daily bread? Y'all sees all. Y'all's mercy. Y'all's long suffering. But everything has its time, everything has its season. The season is getting shorter. The morning has passed, the noon is here. Let's hurry for the evening.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Hey, look, yeah, yeah, look, I said,
this is it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this here, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this here, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this here, what? This is it, what?
This the last captivity. Ain't gonna be no more servitude. Genesis 16:13 gonna come true very soon. Curses will be over in 2019. Pray I'm still alive, cause it's gonna be a beautiful thing to see and be a part of. Cause it mean we getting closer to repairing our nation and take our rightful places like we supposed to be, to see the kingdom and get out this bondage called slavery. Tired of being broke and being at the bottom. We supposed to be the head and we barely got a dollar. Can't pay our bills and can barely feed our sons and daughters. Without y'all we wouldn't even make it to see tomorrow. So I know he got our back when times get tough. Cause for the righteous y'all shows nothing but love. So keep your head up and forget what they say. Cause y'all will provide, oh yes he will like always. So know that all this pain will come to an end. So keep the faith in y'all and not in men.
This is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? This is it, what?
We were led by Yehoshua the general the first time. Peep the game, cause y'all gon' do it again a second time. Cause y'all works in patterns, case you ain't know. Oh yeah, if you ain't know, huh, now you know. Abba Yah ain't forgot about his people. He just whooping us so we could fly high like an eagle and soar above the nations. And once again, take our rightful places as a mighty nation. He made us to be, but we disobeyed. That's why we in captivity follow the ways of the heathens. That's what not to do, but only a remnant gon' get it. And do what it do and turn back to Yah, pleading for forgiveness for being ignorant and doing pagan traditions. And became a righteous servant and started to witness and let the people know what they really missing.
This is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? This is it, what? This is it, oh yeah, yeah, this is it. We know the truth now, boy, yeah, it's legit. I salivate reading the word and on the mic I spit. When the rule, I get the flow and ain't no stopping it. Y'all get all the praises and the esteem. He the one that give the gift, I'm the one he used to bring. Professing the truth, cause that's my job. This is what, let me hear you applaud. Yeah, applaud. Clap, 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 clap. Captivity almost over and then it's a wrap. Free at last is what Yisrael gon' shout. They gon' pick the movement, wanna know what it's about. And we gon' tell them what it's really about, so they can know who we represent when we out. So once again, yeah, once again, keep the faith in Yah and not in man. This is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last captivity we gon' be in, this is it, what? The last cap.
Yeah.
Farewell to the old man. Kill the flesh daily and have the upper hand. Sometimes this flesh got a mind, dub its own. That's why you gotta stay rooted and keep growing. Yeah, growing like a plant do. Feel the rock in your blood and I don't mean pyro. Telling you lies so we can go viral. What I'm spitting for your life, yeah, it's vital. Yeah, like an organ in your body. What I'm telling you, like telephone, tell somebody who may be struggling with obstacles and they walk. By you opening up, gave them an extra spark, like Jordan. No pun intended, but what I'm spitting in these verses, yeah, I recommend it. Cause it's from Yah, the one above, and at the end, he the one you gotta answer, bruh.
Farewell to the old man, when we get immersed, he can no longer stand. Farewell to the old man, when we get immersed, he can no longer stand. Farewell to the old man, when we get immersed, he can no longer stand.
farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand. The old man is gone, it's a new beginning. I'm on the road to righteousness, so no more willful sinning. I gotta get it right, so I ain't going left. I'm trying to see the kingdom and not the second death. Many don't want to hear it when truth is presented, cause they've been told to fear it, not realizing that they dead on the spiritual. If I told them that, they would look on the physical, but that's what be for them. They can't understand that God is a spirit and not a man, and he sees all and hears all. So if you think you're getting off, not at all. So kill the old man so you can withstand anything that comes your way and have the upper hand. Cause with Yah, you could conquer all. Killing the old man will be a great start.
Farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand. Farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand. Farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand. Farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand.
Every day we gotta let this temple world go, cause y'all gon' make a new heaven and earth. Yo, not gon' be filled with sin and wickedness, but instead with peace and righteousness. So that fleshly body that you in now ain't gon' be in the kingdom, but in the ground. Cause you gon' be made new in y'all's image, nothing but perfection and no blemish. That's why getting immersed is so important. Showing a leap of faith and a step of courage that you're serious about your life, willing to take the steps to make it right, so you can show Abba Yah that you truly love him and put no one or anything above him. That's why we must kill that old man daily, so we could be made new, yeah, like a baby.
Farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand. Farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand. Farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand. Farewell to the old man. When we get immersed, he can no longer stand.
Fam, and welcome to the IHR and Teen Show. Today we have not Fruits of the Spirit this week. We concluded that last week, so we're going to be talking about confidence today. And next week, if y'all wills, we're going to be talking about profanity, and then we're going to be going into the ways of the ways of the world series. The part in Galatians 5 where verses 18 through 21. So we're going to be going through that after we go through these next two shows. The works of the flesh, that's what it is, the works of the flesh. But Cain, so today we're going to be talking about confidence. Some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about tonight is going to overlap with some of the stuff that we've talked about before. Like the very first show that we've done with self-esteem, you know, it goes hand in hand. So some of the stuff is going to be like a review on this, and it's going to sound similar to what we've talked about before. So that show, self-esteem, courage, then the ones that went with it, you know, I think humility, and the pride show. So we're going to be talking about all that today, and arrogance, and basically showing the difference between confidence and arrogance and things like that, and how to have confidence, Yahweh, and having confidence in Yah and trusting in Yah. So, let's get right on into it. The stuff that we usually do, the definitions first, and then we're going to go into the scripts. And then I found a very interesting article actually about this, so I'm going to be sharing that. But first off, we're going to go into the definition. So the definition of confidence, it is a noun. It's a thing. and it was defined as the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Firm trust. So it's believing that one can rely on something or someone, and it's having strong trust in something, firm trust. Then another definition of it was the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. Like with the truth, like with the truth right now, you know, we are confident in it. We feel certain, and we know that this is true. So we are confident about that. An example for the first one, you know, we have confidence in him. Yeah, we have firm trust in him, or we should, and we should, and we believe, and we know, and we have faith that we can rely on Yah, or on someone that you trust, such as like your parent. And then finally, the last definition that they had for confidence was a feeling of, this is all from Google, by the way, a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. So this is confidence that has to do with yourself. So basically, from these three definitions, we've seen the three different scenarios in which confidence is used. The last one is going to be one of the main ones that we're going to focus on when we get to the article that I found. So that's going to be the main one we're going to focus on later, but it has to do mainly with yourself. So that one has to do with self-esteem that we talked about before. And courage, feeling of self-assurance arising from one's own appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. Now, there has to be a balance of that. As we said on the pride show, you know, you can't have too much of it because then it's pride, then it's arrogance. Some synonyms for confidence are trust, belief, and faith. So that's going to go mainly with the first two, or it can go with the third definition that we had, you know, believing in yourself, trusting in your abilities, your qualities, appreciating it. And then the last two mainly have to do with the last one, assertiveness and self-assurance. So if you have assertiveness and you have self-assurance, you know, high self-esteem and all that, you usually have confidence along with it. So it's things that go hand in hand, things that go together. Courage, confidence, self-esteem, high self-esteem. All right, so we're going to go into arrogance. So arrogance, you know, it's something that has to do with pride, conceit, self-importance, just some synonyms here. Pride, conceit, self-importance, egotism, haughtiness. Now, arrogance is defined as the quality of being arrogant, and just to define arrogant again, you know, it's pride. You can define it by its synonyms. It's the pride, conceit, self-importance, all those things like that. Became that. So it's the, it's, I don't want exactly want to say exact opposite, but it's believing too much. It's believing that you do things on your own, and we already know everything that we do, there's nothing that can be done unless it is Yah's will, unless Yah allows it. There's nothing that you can do on your own, not even breathe, not live. You cannot make yourself, as we said, and as you should know, and as you can see. But we're going to go into some scripts now, actually a couple scripts, only about 14, 15 of them, and then we're going to go into the article. So the first script that we have is Proverbs 3, verse 26. And it reads, now, some of these are going to have to do with having confidence in Yah, and the rest is, and some of them are going to have to do with, well, it's evenly balanced between having confidence in Yah and trusting in Yah, and trusting in the Messiah, and trusting in Yahushua, and trusting in ourselves, our family, you know, trusting in, you know, all. So, Proverbs 3, verse 26. For Yah is at your side, and he shall guard your foot from being caught. Trust in Yah, have confidence in Yah, for he is at our side. He shall guard us. He shall guard your foot from being caught. So we can see right here with this script in Proverbs 3, verse 26. This is just one example of the many examples in the script that shows that you just have to trust in Yah. You just have to believe and have faith and confidence in Yah that he's going to bring you through. That whatever that you're going through, no matter what, nothing is too big, as we said countless times. As you know, nothing is too big. For Yah, he is at our side. He's guarding us. He's protecting us. He will guard our foot if he gets caught. Isaiah 41, verse 10. I'm sure that some of us remember this. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not look around, for I am your mighty one. This is Yah speaking. I shall strengthen you. I shall also help you. I shall also uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Continuing on in verse 11. See, all those who rage against you are ashamed and blushed, and blush. They are not there as non-existent, and the men who strive with you perish. Yeah, I got you. You just have to have faith in him, have confidence in him. This brings me back to the script that says, in Romans, I believe it is, vengeance belongs to Yah. He will repay. Just have belief, have trust in him. Do not fear, for he is with us. Do not look around, for Yah is our mighty one. He's our power. He will strengthen us. He will help us. He will uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. All those that may come and try to test your faith, that may come and try to, you know, break you down, you know, only that's only the adversary that's coming and the demon. So don't, just rebuke it and have faith in Yah and have confidence in Yah that he's going to bring you through it. You know, be certain that he's going to bring you through it. Have, assure yourself, you know, that he's going to bring you through it. You know, again, the confidence, the feeling of relief that one can rely on someone or something from trust. Yah created you. That's the main way that you should know that you can trust. And especially all the things that Yah has brought us through already, as you can see. Let me see what is next. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. All right. Not that we are competent in ourselves to reckon any matter as from ourselves, but our competence is from Yah. It's only through Yah that we can know anything, that we can do anything, as we said. So we are not competent in ourselves. We cannot understand things from ourselves. You know, wisdom and understanding comes through Yah, comes from Yah. Our competence is from Yah. So we need to have confidence in him if you want to understand anything. If you want to, you know, anything at all, you have to believe and have trust and faith in Yah. Because it is from him. There's nothing that you can do without Yah. First Yachanan or First John 3 verses 20 through 21. Actually, from verse 19 through 21. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and we shall set our hearts at rest before him, before Yah. But if our heart condemns us, Yah is greater than our heart, and he knows all. Beloved ones, if our heart does not condemn us, we have boldness toward Yah. Let me just read that. I apologize. I'm just reading like the next few verses, see if it's relevant to the show. Yes, we see from him. Okay, Cain, I'm going to continue on with 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, from Yah, because we guard his commands and do what is pleasing in his sight. And that was actually one of the future scripts that I was going to read. But Cain, whatever we ask, you receive from him, because we guard his commands. As long as you're doing what Yah has told you to do, what Yah expects of you, because, you know, you've already been given it. You can't say you don't have it. We have the script. You know, it's online. It's available in most places. If you don't have it in your house, you know, they have it online. They have it. You can go to a store. You can go to a library and pick it up. You can't say you don't know. You can't say you don't have the manual, the instructions to live a righteous life. If anything, Yah will lead you to it, and Yah will bring you through it. Everything, nothing can happen unless it is in Yah as well. So whatever you ask, you shall receive from him. As long as you believe and have faith, as long as you guard his commands and do what he told you to do. Just like with a parent, as long as you do what your parent has told you to do, you know, cleaning your room and stuff like that, doing your chores, washing the dishes, getting good grades, depending on whatever that your parents, whatever they're expecting of you, then usually, you know, they will allow you to, depending on what you ask for, get it. As long as you're regarding their commands, as long as you're regarding Yah's commands and do what is pleasing in his sight. So So again, just have confidence and faith in Yah that whatever that you ask for, He shall give to you. But remember, at the same time, there is a catch. You have to guard and do His commands, or else you are not. You cannot say that you're a servant of Yah if you're not doing what He has commanded of you, because servants follow and do what is commanded of them. Or they're supposed to. Righteous servants, I should say. Righteous servants follow and do what is commanded of them. So at the end of the day, it's all about pleasing Yah and doing what is expected of us. But you can always have confidence and trust in Yah, because He's not like man. He's not wishy-washy, and He doesn't change. Yah does not change. Man will change forever and ever. Man's heart will change. The actions of men will change. That's what they do. But Yah does not change. Yah is spirit. He does not change. Anything that He says, He shall do. One way to know that you can have trust in Him. That's just, after He made you, and He does not change. Somebody that does not change is somebody that you can trust in, because people that do change usually tend to lie and tend to be unfaithful, tend to not tell the truth all the time. And you cannot have your confidence in them. You cannot rely on them or build firm trust in them. Again, some synonyms for confidence, and you can look this up. Just search up confidence definition. Trust, belief, faith, assertiveness. How can you have assertiveness if you cannot have confidence in a person, or self-assurance about that? And it's the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. If someone is changing and someone is wishy-washy, you cannot feel certain about the truth and validity of what they say. But you can believe and see, as there are so many examples in the script, that Yah does not change. Yah has not changed. He is still watching over us, guarding us, protecting us, keeping us safe, even after all this. Think about all the stuff that you've done in your life, that you've potentially done in your life. And Yah has never, He's never turned, And look, I'm probably assuming right now, but I'm going to say a good amount of listeners are in the truth. And a lot of the stuff that we did before we're in the truth is probably not things that are of Yah. But you're still here today, in the truth. You know what is required of you. You know what you need to do to get to the kingdom. You know the proper and right names. That is only through Yah. Not through you, not through whatever. It's only through Yah and through Yah's will. So Yah does not change. You can have confidence and trust in Him, which we should already know. But that just shows you, He does not change. Someone that, changes all the time, you can't trust in them, because they'll just change again on you, change. But Yah is not like man. Romans 15, verse 13. And the mighty one of expectation fill you all with joy and peace in believing, that you overflow with expectation by the power of the set apart spirit. Anything that Yah says, He shall do. Again, just as we just said, so you can have faith and trust in Him. Hebrews 13, verse 6. So that we boldly say, Yah is my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do to me, because I have confidence, I have trust in Yah that He will bring me through whatever. Because He said that He got us. As we read back in Isaiah 41, verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you, Yah says. Do not look around, for I am your mighty one, Yah says. He shall strengthen us. He shall help us. Just got to believe and have faith in Him. He'll bring us through whatever so that we can boldly say, Yah is my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do to me. This one is very, very well known. I'm sure that we've all said it before. Philippians 4, verse 13, I have strength to do all through. In some versions it says Messiah, and in other versions it says through Yah who empowers me, who strengthens me. I can do all things through Yah who strengthens me. And you should believe in that. You should have confidence and faith and trust in Yah that you can do anything. As it says, move mountains. Just faith as little as a mustard seed. And a mustard seed, Google it, look it up. It's the smallest thing ever. It's like a little dot in like a hand. So as little as that, just believe and have faith in Yah and have confidence, in Yah, knowing that you can rely on Him. Firm trust. And you can definitely feel certain because you can do all things in Yah who strengthens you. He's told you and he does not change. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear holds punishment, and he who fears has not been made perfect in love. But let's apply this to modern times today. And I want to make an example for that we just read. So, let's think about saying that you're going to do something new, as in, say you're not good at talking to people, and then you have to do a group project and talk with people, but you're afraid of talking to people. If we read and it says, because fear holds punishment, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear holds punishment. And he who holds fear has not been made perfect in love. If you don't have confidence in yourself, and this goes to the third one, a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's own appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities, you know, I mean, I feel like I know that everybody gets nervous every now and then, but you have to have confidence in yourself and know that you will benefit the group, that you will add to the group, and you can't care about what the group is going to say. This might sound really specific, but I'm going to try to keep it as general as possible and try to relate it back to what I was saying so that it makes sense what I'm saying. Because fear is punishment. So the fear that you have is that the group's going to criticize you, or the fear that you have is talking with the other people or actually being in the group itself. So the punishment is that mainly the main reason, the usual reason why people don't usually like working in groups is because they're used to just being with themselves, or they just are afraid of what people are going to say. So that could be the punishment. You're afraid of what they're going to say. You feel that they're going to do something bad. That goes to the fear. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Usually, I don't really want to give a number out of 10 or anything, like 5 out of 10, 9 out of 10 times. Because you never know, but usually the groups are nice at times, and then, you know, they'll allow you in. But that was very specific. I'm not sure where I was trying to go with that. I pray that you get what I was trying to say, though, at least with that example. 1 John 1 Yakanon. No, we read this. And whatever he asks receives came. All right, Psalms 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we remember the name of Yah, our mighty one. They have bowed down, this is verse 8, they have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and are established. 9, save Yah, let the sovereign answer us in the day we call. Again, if we apply this to modern times, it says some trust in chariots and some in horses. Like with cars, some, well, not, you know, just transportation, but people trust in materialistic things and feel like they can have confidence, like money, you know, say money, that's one of the biggest things that people put their confidence or trust in. Oh, I have a lot of money, I'm good. You know, nothing could happen to me, I'm at the top or whatever. But money is not, yeah, money did not make you. People made money. Money is a man-made thing. It's a form of currency, a green piece of paper with an ugly face on it, or whatever other sort of currency, but let me get back to the point. Money is a piece of thing that's made by man, and it cannot put breath in people. It cannot make people. But yeah, it can. So why would you put your trust in something that you can make, something that is made by people, that people use, that cannot do anything for you but buy things? I mean, do anything for you as in, let me see. All right, those are the eyes to see and ears to hear, know what I'm trying to say. But money can't do anything for you, if you know what I mean. I'm not talking about, you know, buy something at the store. Oh, yeah, money can do this. Money can buy me clothes and all that. Money can buy me food. Money can buy a lot of things, actually. Now, that's not what I mean by that. Money can't give you everlasting life. That's what I mean. You can't buy your way into the kingdom or anything like that. So materialistic things, they cannot help you in the end of it. This is why you need to have your confidence and your trust and your faith in Yah. If you look at 8 again, they have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and are established. If you put all your trust in materialistic things, see all the stuff that you have around you, and you say, "Oh, I'm good. Look at all this stuff. You know, how can I possibly lose all of this? I can't. You know, I've worked too hard. It's a lot of stuff that I have. I've worked hard to get where I am, and I have all this stuff, and I deserve all this stuff and stuff." And he, as we said before, you know, the homeless man that you see on the street, you can end up just like him. Putting trust in these things is not going to help you at the end of the day. So we need to have our trust, our faith, our confidence in Yah, because at the end of the day, that's the only way that you can possibly get, that's the only way that you can get into the kingdom. There's no other way. That's the only way that you will truly be happy with your life, is if you trust and believe and have faith in Yah. Because these other things will fall and break away, making you feel as though, you know, money is the root of all evil, as I'm sure that we've heard before. And what goes with evil and sin? The adversary. The adversary cannot lead you to the kingdom, because the adversary is not going there. He's going to the lake of fire. Those things will lead you to the lake if you try to, you know, put all your trust and faith in them. They are not of Yah. They are things of the world. They are things that have to do with the world. We need to think with us. We need to think on a spiritual level and not on such a physical level based on what we see, but on what we do not see, on things that, and we just need to have faith and trust in Yah. That's what I mainly want you to get from this script, Psalms 20, verse 7. James 4, did I read this? No, I didn't. James 4, verses 13 through 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow. Now, this goes on, this goes with just what we read. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, let us go to such and such a city. Spend a year there and trade and make a profit, because we know that we're going to have tomorrow. When you do not know of tomorrow, for what is your life? For it is a vapor that appears for a little and then disappears. Instead of your saying, or instead you ought to say, if the master desires, you know, if Yah desires, we shall live and do this or that. It is, you know, you have to have your trust in faith in Yah, not your trust in yourself. Oh, I am going to wake up tomorrow. I know that for a fact. I'm going to have the breath tomorrow. You never know. People die in their sleep all the time. When it's time for the breath to go, it's time for the breath to go. So it's all in Yah's will. This goes back to what we were saying at the beginning of the show. It's all in Yah's will. Nothing can happen unless it's Yah's will. So the stuff that you do is not on your own. Don't be arrogant. Don't, you know, have pride or feel like you have some sort of self-importance, that it's all you, that you're the one that wakes up in the morning, you know, you're breathing and going throughout the day, and it's your body that's functioning and whatever, you know, whatever the stuff that people are trying to say. It is only through, yeah, that's the only explanation. The breath of life that goes into your body every day, the way that you're breathing right now, listening to this, the way that I'm breathing right now, only through, yeah. So, Cain, that's what I want you to get from this script in James 4, verses 13 through 15. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Charge those who are rich in this present age not to be high-minded, nor to trust in the uncertainty. Again, you know, you see, you can't trust in riches, because you can lose that any time. It's not something that it's not something that will lead you on into the kingdom. It's not something that will help you in the long run. I mean, you know, if you know what I mean. Don't think physically and, you know. But in the living Yah, who gives us richly all for enjoyment. Be wealthy not in the riches of the world, but be wealthy in Yah and the script and understanding of the script, you know, in the word. Fill yourself with the spiritual food, with this bread right here, you know, that we are consuming and, you know, just having a feast in. Fill yourself with that, not the stuff of the world, because the stuff of the world will only provide for a time. You know, you eat something, and I'm talking about physically now, you eat something, a couple hours later, you're hungry again. You read the script, you apply it, you got it. It's food that doesn't just go away like the food that we eat. Now we eat this food, we take the food out, we're hungry again, we want something else, we have to fill ourselves back with food again, again, again. This food, this spiritual food, you eat it, and I mean, you know, figuratively, not taking a script up, as you know, not just taking a script up and eating it, but, you know, you eat the word, you know, you get the bread, and it stays with you, it sticks with you. It's something that you can have confidence and faith in because it does not leave you wanting. Just like with the stuff of the world, like money and all that stuff, materialistic stuff, it leaves you wanting more and more. You'll never get enough. So have faith and belief in Yah. Yah will provide you everything that you need. As you can see right here, who gives us richly all for enjoyment. Stuff of the world can never fill you up. It is only the script and Yah, the things that Yah gives you, spiritual, not materialistic, that can fill you up at the end of the day. That can, you know, provide you with your needs. Your needs. What is next? Psalms 27, 1 through 3. I'm sure that we all know this script right here. Yah is my light and my deliverance. Whom should I fear? Yah is the refuge of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers come against me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamps against me, my heart does not fear. Though battle comes up against me, even then I would be trusting, because Yah will bring us to us. He's told us. Yah does not change. These are things that we should know. We need to have trust and faith in Yah and confidence like this. We can't worry all the time. We cannot, you know, be worrying about what's going to happen. This applies to me too. We cannot just worry about what's going to happen, and we just need to have faith and trust in Yah that He's going to bring us through whatever. As we see in verse 3, though battles come up against me, even then I would be trusting, because we should know that Yah is going to bring us through. If Yah is for us, who can be against us? And you cannot go against Yah. That's like you making a drawing at school, and then the drawing tries to fight you or anything. It can't. You made it. You can just erase it easily. So if Yah is for us, who can be against us? Put your faith and your trust and your confidence in Yah. You will never lose that way. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 9. And by the way, don't worry. We're going to get into confidence about yourself. Confidence that has to do with, you know, self-assurance and all that. But I want this to stick and resonate. It's important that we understand that we need to have trust and faith in Yah and not just believe that it is us that do things and believe that, you know, and worry about things. We need to put our trust and our faith and our confidence in Yah. Where was I? 2 Corinthians 1, verse 9. Indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in Yah who raises the dead. I've never met you see all the stuff on TV, all the witches and the, you know, the people that do the crystal stuff that talk and the Ouija boards and stuff like that. Those people are sleeping at demons. They're not really raising the dead. It is only through Yah that these things can happen. Hence, we should not trust in ourselves at the end of 9, but in Yah who is the dead. It is Yah that is capable of doing this, and Yah that can give the authority to do this. Proverbs 4, so Cain, at the message in that, you cannot trust in yourself, but trust in Yah. Proverbs 14, verse 26. In the fear of Yah is strong trust, and his children have a place of refuge. In the fear of Yah is strong trust. If you fear Yah, you should have strong trust. You should have confidence. It's things that go hand in hand. And his children have a place of refuge. Yah is our shelter. Yah is our refuge. This is told so many times in the script. He is our refuge. He will take care of us. He will keep us safe. He is our shelter. And finally, Hebrews 10, verses 35 through 36. Do not then lose your boldness, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance. Or do not then lose your confidence, which has great reward. But you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the desire of Yah, you receive the promise. Keep your confidence and your faith in Yah, so that you get the reward, so that you receive the promise that Yah has given to us. Remember, Yah does not change. He's not just going to take back his promise. He's still keeping the covenant that we are supposed to be keeping with him. And I say we are supposed to be because a lot of us are lacking of this. You know, we say, you can't just say you want to do better. You have to actually do it and apply it. It's not just about saying, it's about doing, you know, action, words, verbs, things like that. But, you know, we have to do it. Yah is showing us. He did not just say it. He's showing us. He's doing it. So we need to keep our part of it as well. So what I want you to get from that part, what I want you to get from these scripts and what we've gone through so far is have confidence and faith and trust in Yah. I pray that you understand everything that we've gone through so far, because now we're gonna switch it up. We're going to take a little break and play a little tune, a one-minute tune that I think, you know, the early listeners will recognize, and then we're going to come back and talk about how to be more confident by a man named Leo Babauta on zenhabits.net. So it's a pretty interesting article, but that's what we're going to talk about when we come back in the last 15 minutes. Going to take a quick one-minute break. Back. So the Leo Babauta or Babauta on ZenHabits.net, he had a 25 long list. We're just going to go through 24 of them real quick in these last couple minutes. Okay, so number one, groom yourself, you know, take care of yourself, you know, you're not, that's one of the first ways to be, well, before we even start this list, and I don't know why I always forget to leave this, and this is the most important thing. If you're not confident and you need self-esteem, the number one thing to do is to go to Yah and ask Yah to give you more confidence, to give you more self-esteem. Because you do all these things every day and every night, but it is only through Yah that you can have confidence, that you can, you know, feel certain in yourself and feel sure of yourself or anything like that. So go and ask Yah to help boost your self-esteem, to help boost your confidence. And nothing is, you know, nothing is too big, nothing is too little for Yah. Don't feel like, oh, you know, that's just a little matter, you know. You can ask Yah anything. He made you. He is your father, you know. He is someone that you can tell. He's someone that knows, you know, everything that you go through, all of your thoughts, all the things that you go through on a day-to-day basis. Nothing is too big or too small for Yah. So don't forget that. So, the list now. After doing that, number one, groom yourself. You know, take care of your body. Remember, have personal hygiene, health and hygiene, you know. This goes with that one, I guess. Take care of yourself, because in taking care of yourself, you're going to feel good about yourself. You're going to feel brighter, you know, when you brush up, wash up, you know, brush your hair, brush your teeth. Put some lotion on, put on some, you know, nice clothes, fresh clothes. And that goes to the next one, dress nicely, groom yourself, those things go together. Not saying you have to do that, but these are just some tips, you know, if you want to use them that this guy put up. Number three, Photoshop your self-image. Now, this is something that we can all put together. Now, Photoshop is an app that you can fix something, you can put something in there. It's like a photo app. It's like a photo editor. So what this, what I'm getting from this, fix the way that you think about yourself. You know, if you have a low self-esteem, if you do not have much confidence, a feeling of self-assurance arising from your appreciation of your own abilities or qualities, if you do not have a high feeling of that, or you don't, or you have a low self-esteem, change that about yourself. You don't have to live up to, you know, society standards are garbage. Live up to Yah standards, to do what Yah has required of you. Because then being doing the things that you are that are required of you and being the best servant that you can possibly be, that's going to make you feel good. That's going to make your self-image feel good. But, you know, you don't have to do what the world wants you to do. You don't have to follow the trends that everybody's setting. Be your own person. And this is something that my parents told me. This is something that my dad and I were actually speaking about yesterday. You know, be your own person. Don't follow and do what other people are going to tell you to do. Because then you won't have confidence in yourself. You know, how are you going to prove and better yourself in trying to impress everyone else, in trying to, you know, make everyone else happy? At the end of the day, the only one that we should be trying to please is Yah. Because, you know, you could please man all that you want, but that's not going to get into the kingdom. It's not like man's going to be the underside, like, yeah, he can go in. No, it is only through Yah. It's only Yah that we should be pleasing through the Messiah, Yahushua. You remember, he is our intercessor. Anyways, though, Photoshop your self-image. That's the next thing that he had. Think positively. Do not think negatively. Kill the negative thoughts. The negative thoughts are not going to help you, as you should know. You know, all the bad things that you think about yourself, push that out of your mind. Look at the good things about yourself. However, though, the bad things about yourself, say that you are doing something that you know is a sin. I'm not saying push that out like, oh, that might be a bad quality, but whatever, you know, people should look past that and see all the good. No, you should get rid of that habit if it is a bad habit. What I mean by negative thoughts, if you see that, if you believe yourself to be, what is a good example? Let me see. All right, I got one. If you believe yourself to be too talkative, and say in like in a conversation with, like, you're sitting at a table with your friends at lunch or at work or whatever, you know, friends, associates, classmates, whatever association that you have with the people that you talk with. And then you're, you know, nobody's really saying anything. You're talking. You're kind of, you're talking a lot, but it's mainly because nobody else is talking and you're talking a lot. See, I suppose would be an example. I can't really think of anything, but I suppose that would be an example of a negative thought, because no one else is really talking. So, you know, you're just trying to get everyone else to talk. That I suppose would be a form of confidence. So you think positively and saying, you know, I'm just trying to help and get the conversation going and once it's set. Now, if everybody else is trying to talk and then you're, you know, cutting people off and stepping over people's point, you know, somebody's talking, you just talk over them, or you just, they're trying to say something, you just cut them off. Or if you're still talking when you can visibly see that they want to add something to the conversation. Now, that does not have to do with confidence, you know. But if, you know, nobody's saying anything, everybody's just being quiet, and you're just trying to start a conversation, you know, there's no problem with that. So be confident, be able to talk to people, things like that. Get to know yourself. You cannot know anyone else unless you know yourself. You cannot get to know a person for who they truly are unless you know yourself. So you have to search for yourself, which can be a journey at times. But look within yourself, and you know, I mean, most of us know what type of person that we are, but some of us have not found ourselves yet, and who we truly are, and what we are truly meant to do, what our purpose is. So get to know yourself. That will definitely boost your confidence and make you feel better, boost your self-esteem. Act positively. So can't just think positively, but act positively, you know. Stand upright, if that helps, you know. Sometimes it does, I've heard. Stand upright. walk with a firm step. Be your person, you know. Be you. Don't care what everyone else is going to say. Don't care about the negative things that they may say about you. Oh, you're a loser, you're whatever, not teasing you and all that. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're trying to please Yah. You're trying to do what Yah has required of you. And, yeah, be kind, be generous. You know, doing that and being kind and generous to other people, it's going to make you feel better about yourself. I pray. Make you want to do more things for other people and be able to talk to other people and help other people. Know your principles. Know what you stand for. The truth. You know, the script, the commandments, the laws that Yah has given to us. These are our principles. These are things that we know that we should live by, things that we should trust, believe, and have faith in. Things that we know for certain are true, things that we have confidence in. So know your principles, live by them, and it'll help you to be more confident. You know, nobody's going to be able to sway you, and once you read the script and you get that understanding that can only be given from Yah, nobody can sway you because you already know it's for certain. You have confidence in it and trust in it. And as you said before, you know, don't forget, have trust and faith and confidence in Yah. Speak slowly, you know. What I mean by this is not like slowly like this, but, you know, if you talk too fast or if you try to say things too fast, sometimes your ideas might not come out. So, it may come out all jibber-jabber and not be, you know, coherent or, what is it, cohesive? It may not come out the way you want it to come out. It may be all over the place. So, you know, speak slowly. And remember, not like a turtle, but, you know, think about what you're going to say before you say it. That'll help you to be more confident. Stand tall, you know, as we said. Just got a couple more here, and then we're going to go to the social media sites if you have any questions or anything like that. Set a small goal, you know, start small and then seek to achieve it, seek to attain your goals. Like, I want to speak in front of the class today. I want to talk to that person today. I want to do this or that, you know, set small goals and then seek to achieve them. And every little thing, you know, just adds up and helps to boost your confidence, your self-esteem. Change a small habit that you do, anything that's like a bad habit, like biting your nails or feeling nervous and, you know, tough situations. Try to stand strong and don't think about all the people that are there. Just think about what you have to do and get her done. smile. Smiling can help boost your confidence. You know, it makes you feel better. Makes other people feel better, so it makes you feel better. Volunteer, help out with things. Gets you to know people and stuff like that. Personal experience, I can tell you. You know, when I first started volunteering, you know, I was very shy. I didn't really want to talk to anybody. I still am a pretty quiet person, but, you know, I'm comfortable with the people that I work around, and, you know, I have confidence in talking with other people. And, you know, even if you're still a shy and quiet person, as long as you're volunteering with other people around you, it's going to help you to feel, you know, they're going to be there with you and make you feel assured. Be grateful for everything that you get. Exercise, you know, remember from the health and hygiene show, I think it was, spiritual and physical exercise. Empower yourself with knowledge. Increase your knowledge, which will help you to have increased confidence because then you're going to feel like you're smarter and that you know what you're talking about. Do something you've been procrastinating on. Get it done. Get it out the way. Get active. That has to go. That goes with exercise. And again, work on the small things, set small goals, achieve it, change small habits. Now, in the last 2 minutes, just want to go into social media websites. First, you have questions. That's the main purpose of those. IHRNteenshow@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, anything that you want to talk about with the show today, any questions that you have, or not just this show, but any previous show, or facebook.com/IHRNteenshow or instagram.com/IHRNteenshow. I'm going to read the script really quick that we always read. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Let no one look down on your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in behavior, in love, in spirit, in belief, and in cleanliness. All right, shalom, shalom, fam. Yeah, bless. Have a blessed week. And have confidence in every aspect.